Oh, we're good. We're recording. Spirit of Folk 2013, 3 years ago, walking down through the woods. Myself and Anthony McGuinness, that sounds like a romantic journey, bumped into two gentlemen. We were drawn in by the music like some kind of fairy tale, I suppose the happiest way to say it. And 2 years later, they're in my company with two additional members. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Ian Lynch, and I play in the aforementioned Lynched. This is Cormac McDermott.
Hello.
My name's Dara Lynch. I've already spoken to you.
My name's Rady Pete.
So explain to me what we saw year one. Is that a fair description? Was it a fairy tale? Was it the woodland? The sun was shining through the trees. It was a little bit of that. And somewhere in the middle of it, you were playing this very beautiful yet very Irish music, which was Illan Pipes and One Guitar.
Beautiful yet Irish. Well, I suppose these things have to be seen in the subjective manner in which they're experienced. What was a fairy tale stroll in the woods to you might have been a very different experience for anyone else.
True.
Personally speaking, I remember sitting up by the well, singing some songs with Dara here, and it was very nice. We started off and we were told, yeah, go in, there's a well in there. Go and find the well and sit there and play some songs. We went in and started playing. There was one fella sitting there, I think he was coming down off something. He looked like his head was melted. And then gradually people started coming along. I suppose one of those people was you.
Yeah.
And then you enjoyed yourself anyway.
Well, it was. It was good. It was. We literally came through to Dundarry Park, which is one of, you know, it's in short a little hidden gem within Ireland. And walking past the woodlands and you hear the music and you are drawn in. And that's exactly what happened. And like you said, the crowd grew and kind of grew and grew. And it was breathtaking, if I'm honest with you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, that's a nice compliment. Well, wow.
Yeah. You're very critical of your Illan Pipes. It's not there for public to see, but I know there was one video that I took where you were just about to burst into it, the two of you were playing away, and then I think you sent me a note saying, oh no, please, can you kind of, well, obviously you typed that, but that's the manner in which I took it from, which was, please, can you take it down? I thought it was excellent. Like you said, some people take different things from it.
Yeah, well, speaking as a piper, I can safely say it was pure gash. It was absolutely terrible. You know, maybe if you're not familiar with the instrument or something, might have sounded good, and that's great. But to me, it was not acceptable to put up for public consumption.
Is there an element though where I, as a guitar player, can hear that my E string is slightly out, but you know, the general public wouldn't notice the difference? Is there an element of that maybe about it?
Exactly, yeah, and you have to be in your own worst critic, you know. You have to be happy with it yourself, and if you're not, then it's just not good enough. You have to keep working at it. And that's all there is to it, really, you know. It's no good if somebody else says that, you know, oh, that was really brilliant, that was the best thing I ever heard. If you feel like it was crap, then that's the main thing. You have to be happy with it yourself. It doesn't really matter what anyone else thinks.
2 years on, Rady, you are one of the newest, well, to me, members of Lynched. How did you get borrowed, dragged into the group?
And it was voluntary. Well, I met the Lynches, I don't know, 2 years ago or something. And originally me and Cormac know each other a couple of years though. And we were originally brought in for a couple of tracks on the CD that we've actually just finished now. But then it spiraled out of control and they now bring us everywhere. So yeah, we're happy though.
Has the music changed since you first knew Lynched? The music that is Lynched, so to speak, to what it is now. I mean, in the last 2 years, I mean, the set that I saw when the lads were playing in the woods to what it is now, it's less boisterous.
Possibly. I don't actually think that that's maybe mine and Cormac's influence or anything. I think that the lads do a kind of a really wide variety of stuff and always have. And maybe it's just like what they selected 2 years ago to play and what we selected today or whatever. But it's definitely changed the sound anyway, because it's addition of different voices and like even a female voice as well as male voices and different instruments and stuff like that. And yeah, kind of always changes. You'd hope it would. You wouldn't want to be playing the same stuff for years, you know. So,
what is the instrument that you play yourself?
I play concertina. I was playing a strange Russian accordion today as well called a bayan. But yeah, concertina.
There's a story to your 30 euro newest additional instrument.
A friend tipped me off that there was an accordion in a second hand shop in Phibsborough, and I went in and just thought it was lovely. It was broken though. It was like a bit messed up. But bought it for 30 quid and brought it home, and Dara here actually managed to fix it. He managed to figure out the mechanism and fixed it, and we've been using it. We actually used it a bit on the CD we recorded and everything, so yeah.
And Cormac, what do you play?
Fiddle.
Did you find when you came in, all of a sudden you're trying to play your little bit? Did it add to it? Did it take away? Did you have to find your fitting in what were existing songs and existing group? Was it a bit different?
Yeah, it would have been. It is different, I suppose, due to it being an added sound and an added instrument. Like and again, like it, I guess it just did develop into something of its of itself. Like,
do you know much about the new CD? Are you allowed to say anything about that? Is it?
I can't say. I don't know. Top secret. No. It's on the way. We're getting it. It's in the works.
What can people expect from the new CD?
12 songs. Some of them Traveller songs. Some of them Dublin songs. 2 original songs, and maybe a touch more drones than they might have heard in the past.
But I mean, again, the thing is, we've been playing together as Lynch for the last 11 years. You know, so even that was just one stage in what we've been doing. We've kind of gone through a lot of different guises over the years, with a lot of different kind of just doing different projects with people and things like that. And I suppose that's just the latest what you saw. Like what you were talking about, like 2 years ago, that's not the way we always sounded around like that. That's the way we were at that particular time, you know. So it's just something that's constantly evolving. And I think at the present incarnation is probably like the best and most kind of developed and focused that we've ever been, really.
How would you describe the sound now that is Lynched?
I don't know, maybe like Planxty meets Brian Eno or something. Yeah. With a, maybe a slight hint of the Incredible String Band.
What can people expect? Is it 13 tracks of?
It's a total mix. Does it have kind of one or two of the kind of like boisterous kind of Dublin-based songs? Then the two that we wrote and put together ourselves, a few Traveller songs, and again like one of the Traveller songs is really kind of upbeat, kind of a. Yeah, pretty funny song. And then the other one is one that we just played now, which is very long and droney and spacey. In a good way.
When is the album out?
We're hoping November, December. Basically, we're going in on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday coming to mix and master. And then the only thing we really have to do is sort out the layout and artwork, which a good friend of ours, Mr. Glyn Smith from Belfast, is arranging.
So December, the Christmas market, you should be available in all good record stores.
And I wasn't intended to come out at Christmas, it's just it's kind of the way we actually expected it to have an album ready probably over a year ago. In fact, we probably told you last time we spoke that it was going to be out in the next few months. But, yeah, it's taken much longer, but I'm very happy that it has taken that long, because if we had have actually put out something at the kind of level we were at even a year ago, I'd probably be very embarrassed by now, but I'm pretty proud of everything that we're doing at the moment.
How perfectionist are the two lads that are Lynched?
We're definitely well-rounded individuals at this stage. Our personalities have come to full fruition. And musically, I think we are definitely much more kind of perfectionists than we would have been a year or two ago. And you know, I think the four of us found as well, when we went in to record, we all kind of went pretty bonkers, just like getting really, really in depth and really, really like, you know, finicky about tiny little things, being kind of in tune and in time and sounding right. And yeah, I probably wouldn't be happy otherwise.
Do you reckon you look back on this album and kind of go, yeah, I'm glad we took that long to put it together? Or do you think you look back and go, yay?
No, I'm listening to it once or twice over the last couple of weeks since we have the rough mixes back. And even if it goes on and I'm kind of don't want to play the songs anymore, I'll still probably look at it and be very proud. I think. I hope.
Rady, is there a bit in it where you turn around? You know that bit where you know that in that Rolling Stones track that guitar solo is just about to kick in and you're saying to your mate who's never heard them before, oh, wait for this bit. Is there a bit that you've done that is that bit?
There is actually, yeah. There's a track that was composed by Darren Ian. And then it turned into this like kind of mad droney spacey track. And there's a bit where all the bass kicks in, and every time I hear it, still, even though it's us, and you shouldn't say this about your own music, but I get very excited every time I hear it. Yeah.
Have you played it for other people and kind of went what, and then looked at them and watched the expression on their face to see if they've got exactly what you felt when you heard it the first time back?
Well, we actually performed it live for the first time ever. I think today was it. Did you ever do it live without us?
Or twice,
yeah. Well, today was kind of its first outing, and no, I didn't look at the crowd. I forgot to. I was busy. I was concentrating. But hopefully they liked it, yeah.
Cormac, what's in the future for Lynched and where do you see it going?
Hopefully just it'll continue to develop and go in the same direction it has been going for the last 2 years, which is, yeah, trying new things, doing lots of drones and, you know, more drones.
What are drones?
Ian?
The long continuous note, usually based on a lower register, D is quite a common one. They could have D drones on the pipes. You can have A, E, G, but we use mainly D drones. Started off from the use of the drones on the pipes and then developing, kind of using like the concertina and the fiddle to create a drone-like sound. Really provide a backing and a grounding for the music, but you know, you can really get into it. Really puts you in a kind of meditative headspace. I could sit there in a dark room and just play the drones for 3 hours on the pipes and just go to that kind of nirvana state, you know. You just aren't thinking about anything. It's brilliant.
If people want to find out more about Lynched, is there a place where they can go?
There is, yeah. There's a few songs up on... It's not a real place, I know. It's a state of mind. Yeah, it's a website. There is a SoundCloud page with some songs up. There's some like rough mixes of stuff we've done before, and there's also a Facebook page.
So search Lynched, LYNCHED, up on Facebook, and I'll have all the details for this up on Culture.ie. Gentlemen, in the meantime, thank you so much. And lady, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks for the interview.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.